So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Yeah, nice work out there in Bucks County. The last sane county, now pleading insanity. Fred Herron will be here with Dom at 1:30 today, but I'm looking in the Inquirer where Danny Seisler, the sheriff-elect, says he'll act quickly to end the controversial ICE Alliance. You mean, Danny, protecting Americans out there in Bucks County from criminal aliens like rapists, etc. Nice. Let's end that with Fred Herron. Okay? And those, and also the Central Bucks School Board now, remember how that made national news, divided school board, now is all Democrats. And Penridge, I believe, the other biggie, is all Democrats. That also happened last night. So this sets up quite a stage, Presler versus Diane Marseglia, when we get to that election. But it also sets up the age-old question for all of us here, which is Brian Fitzpatrick. Is Brian Fitzpatrick the one that will win over Bob Harve, Harve deGrasse Harvey? Or are we going to hear the same arguments? Look, I've said it every time someone gets into the primary against Brian that's a conservative more than he is, fine. Let's have it on. But after that, we got to keep that seat. That's what it comes down to. All right? But we shouldn't pull away here rapidly because of the flames here. Was Jack Cittarelli not a great candidate? You know, we all were hoodwinked because we wanted it so much. I don't believe that. I think he was a tremendous candidate in the end. And I don't have as much stake not being in Jersey, mad and rich on top of it. And I look at it more objectively. I'm a little bit removed from that. And I don't see what the flaws were here, other than that, the flaws that any candidate would have. Oh, if we just had someone more like Trump in Jersey. How about if we had Trump more engaged? Now, if Jack is the one that didn't want Trump engaged, then okay. President Trump is the only person that I know of that I can tell you, can you name another person that if they call out the low propensity Trump voter, we're going to move them to realize they have to vote in these elections. Otherwise, it's going to be very difficult. That's not the only reason in Jersey. We'll see. She did ratchet up numbers in some of these Democrat strongholds. So we know President Trump's downsides. It gets the juices flowing for them. He's got to get the juices flowing with his base. Well, Dom, he does when he's on the ballot. when he's not on the ballot. Why is this so hard? Or we do understand it, but we don't care. We just want to continue to live the dream and say everything will be okay. It's not going to be okay. And last night is the example why. And we can blame the media. True. Look, these are all the playing fields that we have to deal with. And Trump dealt with it when he's on the ballot and winning. I think there's a psychological problem with Trump voters who will only vote that way or show up and vote if Trump is on the ballot. They're messed up. Right? As far as New York, Ryan Waters made several good points here about socialism and what's going on there. And I'd liken it to this. Democrats are flying high, but when we move toward the midterms, the hangover effect. This guy, Mondani, is going to have a tremendous hangover effect because even the media keeps asking them, they were asking Schumer all day, did you vote for him? He will be toxic headed into the midterms. The guy in Virginia ought to be beyond toxic now. That's being a bit underplayed given the other news stories. That guy is not going to reform. That guy's a really bad guy. The Joey Jones guy, the guy that won and is now the chief law enforcement officer in Virginia. He crawls with the stuff that we know he said. He's as disqualified as anybody we've ever seen. Yet, in a poll, only 46% of people in Virginia said he disqualified himself by the stuff that he was saying on those group texts, both the major ones. Wow. That means 54% of the people in Virginia think it's okay that he wishes to kill us. And more importantly, I can't put too fine of a point on it. It's one thing saying you only have two bullets, you know, you got caught up in that stupid stuff. You got Pol Pot, you got Hitler, and you got Dom Giordano. Oh, Giordano gets two. You know, I'm the political opponent. That's not the thing that ought to just... It's the mom with the children in her arms dying because they have the wrong policies. How would 54% of people in Virginia think that's not disqualifying? Because they don't care. Because they want to win every race that they can. Meanwhile, we have the baggage on our side. Well, Trump's not on the thing, so I don't care. That's the central question. There are other factors here in Jersey. But how do we get past that? You just don't blow past it. Well, that's what I want to do. I don't care about that. Tell me something good. That's what you're supposed to do. That's not what I do here. I'm telling you what reality is. And the reality of that is not good. All right, let's go to John in Philly. John's in on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, John.
Hello, good afternoon. Thank you for having me. Two things. In my district in Ronhurst, Philadelphia, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, we only had 38 people vote.
Okay.
So I want to apologize to Scott Pressler, who gave it all everywhere, and we were duds. We let him down as a party. I could not believe only 38 people at 1 o'clock. You'd rather have Larry Krasner and three crooked judges.
Now, John, for listeners who don't know, right, Ronhurst, a proud neighborhood in Philadelphia, but as the nonsense comes up the boulevard, it's someday going to be really under fire. You're right. Northeast Philadelphia had a call to arms yesterday, and they were AWOL.
You know it. And poor Scott. So, Scott, if you hear me, I am sorry that my party are duds, that they don't know how to organize and get out the vote. Nevertheless, I love your work. Now keep it up. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Thanks for Ronhurst is higher up than Mayfair, which, you know, is teetering. Northeast Philadelphia, you know, remember? How many times do we see it? I forget her first name, Ms. Scott, and the family and the vigils, right? Killed on Larry Krasner's watch. Sean Toomey, Mr. Toomey, they still haven't brought to justice the people that killed him. He was just bringing in water from the family grocery shopping that week. They murdered him right on the street there in Mayfair. Dan and I went to this huge event. Anne-Marie Muldoon, who's unbelievable in Mayfair at 5 points. All these people out there crying. Then they vote for Democrats. Every Democrat that you vote for in every way, at best, is going to enable the Larry Krasners. Going to enable the Mondamis of the world. You have to vote against them every single time, every single one of them, particularly in the suburbs. And if you don't choose to, don't show up and cry. You don't have any right to do that. No more vigils, no more memorials. All right, do we have any more Larry Krasner? I wanted to play a little bit more here, too. We got Fred Herring coming up. We'll take some calls, Henry. So we played the first part where he was chortling, taking on President Trump today in his news conference. What else did the great man get into?
I mean, that's more or less what he did the entire time. Okay. He's just juxtaposing, you know, Philly's voting rate with the, you know, Republicans across the rest of the country. And he goes on and drones on about that for a few more minutes.
All right. Do you have anything else toward the end? Any other news?
I mean, we can take a listen here.
Let's hear a little bit more. Right. Okay.
Having now seen the results from last night, it is not just that voter participation has gone up and up and up in dramatic and unprecedented ways. It's not just that. The margin of victory for the reform prosecutor's office in Philly has also gone up. The margin of victory yesterday was 51%. Anybody in politics will tell you that Mamdani's victory in New York, which is about 10%, 9%, that's a huge margin. The margin here is 51%. It is a margin that has grown. It's a total number of voters who have grown. It's voter participation that has grown. This is what happens when the tent gets bigger. And yes, there are victories everywhere. Victories in Virginia, not just the governor, also the reform attorney general in Virginia. There is a victory for the reform.
Okay, well, let's hold it right there. Just think of this guy. Just think of this despicable little man, Larry Krasner, that he goes there knowing what we know, the reform attorney general. Okay? How is it that humanity here in Philadelphia stands by and they're incapable of organizing and coming up with something that can challenge this just insufferable is the only word that I can think of here. He knows that exactly what's happened there as far as the whole issue of that attorney general and what he's called upon. Does the media, or is there any media out there? Hey, are you aware you're citing this Virginia attorney general now, chief law enforcement officer, who wants to kill us and our kids? That's what he wished for. That's what he, as a policy, he wanted that because we're wrong on the policies. Krasner cites him. Is anybody in the media other than Ralph, who a big trial, continues to try to get into with him? Have they just given up? Now, you realize this is his third term. It's historic. And it was a 51% win. What does it tell you about how sick Philadelphia is? How would anybody, even if you're a Democrat, look at this man, his annex, and look at what's happened here and tell me what? It's an indictment across the board of cowardice, including the FOP. Yeah, I'm not even going to ask Henry to get Mr. Poplar on. That they at the 11th, it was worse than if they had just let it go, than sort of endorsing Dugin in some roundabout way. Is that a violation of talk radio? Look, when the cops or the cops union does something like that, I find it to be incredible that it's offensive that we wouldn't call them out. Could they come on? Popper came on once. It was not good. It was just from start to finish. It's disgraceful. Just disgraceful stuff. I want nothing to do with them as long as he is a force in this. There are others there I love and all that. They know that and would support cops up and down the line. But you have a gun. You have the right to use that. What protection do we have against Krasner? So why should we get so worked up? Let's play this out. Why should we get worked up when cop-hating Larry Krasner goes after cops? Why should we care about the cops? They don't care about us. At least the president doesn't care of that union and the people that put him in there and voted for this type of nonsense. John McNesby and others, they would have never stood for. They would be out there in the lead trying to put together a coalition to stop him. Why continue to do it? Well, why continue that fantasy? Well, they're cops. You just got. No, I don't. I'm not going to do that. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Again, I started off the show today saying the people I feel for today. I even liken this back to my worst sports moment. I've never lost an election. I can't imagine the drain, what you put, seeing Jack Cittarelli up close, what you go through to the finish line. All right, we're playing basketball. St. Gabriel's, King of Peace. And there were four players in this game probably better than Newman's varsity, which was very good for one reason or another. We're not on the Newman varsity playing in the CYO. It's a weird story, but true. And we're beating St. Gabriel's. We had to play at a neutral site. They beat us at King of Peace. We beat them at St. Gabriel's. I have the ball out of bounds. The ref calls walking on me as I'm trying to get the ball in. But I move my feet. My worst moment in sports, I won't say how many years ago that is, and I still could relive it down to the instant of it happening. Mm-hmm. But as painful as that was, losing like Jack Cittarelli and having to get up today after that is beyond painful. I mean, you see the exuberance when you win. Imagine when you lose, and imagine that you get thumped. If you could say, if it were close, it's on. No, it's not. You got to be scratching your head and say, what is wrong with people in New Jersey? If it were close, you realize there's competing visions there. Okay. But to lose by that number of points in New Jersey, what is wrong with these people? Or what's wrong with the people who support Cittarelli's worldview and didn't show up to vote? That's the more concerning thing. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Hit us on all that. Yeah, Henry, you can imagine the referee calling something like that in a moment like this.
I can't even imagine how you stayed like calm in that moment either, because I think I would have lost it.
Right, but I knew a technical foul was going to be right there.
Right, and then, all right.
So we're ahead by one. They score the winning basket after that play.
I'm not a very calm guy. I would have got the tip.
Yeah, right. And I was put to take the ball out of bounds because of the ability to do it. And the guy that we had that played on Newman's was unbelievable. Rocky would have just ran out the clock if we got him the ball. They were mugging him. They were all over him. I didn't think I could throw the ball. And at that point, my foot may have moved. Can you imagine?
A little shuffle. And it's like,
yes, out of bounds, calling walking. And the guy could picture the guy running up and down doing this. Ah, the pain of that, though, is not the same thing as the drain and pain of what you go through. So I'm surprised. The Republican Party ought to be holding a salute to Jack Cittarelli. I'd like to be, or Fred Herring and Jen Shorn. We ought to be doing that. And this is just an unacceptable result. It's not on them. It's on the voters. 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, coming to you on the side question. Just one thing so I don't forget to fret at this. I'm looking at the interview of Fred Herron, who'll be here in mere moments. He said about Sisler saying he's going to end this association with ICE. Sisler will have to answer for a person who becomes victimized by an individual that should have been deported. He'll have to sleep with that, and it'll be on his head, not mine. Yeah, but in America, the problem is it doesn't matter. Look at what Larry Krasner did, and look at what the parents of Miss Scott, they said, oh, thanks to Larry Krasner. Why do all these vigils in Philadelphia? Why cry? Why do all this? You're accepting the carnage when you put this guy in. Why continue then to cry about it? That's what the decision is. All right, let's go to Robert in Bensalem on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Dom Henry. It's good to talk to you guys. Dom, I hope you had a wonderful trip, and it's really great to have you back, man. I was listening a little bit last night, and you know, things kind of went downhill, but you guys were doing great there. You and Henry sound like you were having fun at the beginning.
Oh yeah, well thank you, Robert. And what I would recommend Sicily particularly to everybody, and again, if people Robert, you were talked about, by the way, by name. People said you, and of course Joe of Exton, the first guy stands up and says, come on Tom, Joe of Exton's an actor, he can't be real.
Well, Joe from Exton and Drew from Upper Darby, and he called last week and said that he doesn't bring much to the table. Drew, you are dead wrong, man. You bring everything to the table every time you call.
And that's what these trips do, Robert, that people feel that bond second to none. So, yeah, thank you for that.
No problem. And you're absolutely right, Dom. It's aggravating because I know I'm a bit of a weirdo, but this was the 43rd time that I voted, okay? I voted in every municipal election, every midterm, everything, 43 elections, and I can count on one hand the number of times it took more than 10 minutes. In 2024, Trump got 198,000 votes in Bucks County. Fred Herron got 105. This falls way on the Republicans. I apologize to Scott Pressler as well. We ought to be ashamed of ourselves, Dom. If we do this in the midterm, the Trump era is over. People, get out and vote. My goodness, man. I'll stop there, Dom, because yesterday was a pretty bad day for us. But I'm going to get right to the side answer, and I'm going to jettison my funny answer because I don't think it's that funny. But I'm going to go with the volleyball and castaway, Wilson. And it's probably a simple thing, but I think it encapsulates what an all-time favorite prop might be in a movie. And it's great to have you back, and you guys have a good day, man.
Thank you, Robert. Yeah, the volleyball, that is an excellent one. It's all in the call. But listeners saying, yeah, Robert, the Earl of Tacony. And then they pause, and the one guy says, yeah, but come on, that guy Joe, that's not real, right, Tom? Well, you know, we came on a trip with you. We want to really know what goes on inside radio. Henry is not really like that. I said, well, that's true, yes. Dan, is Dan really a diva? I said, yes, he is. How many times do I have to say that? And Joe of Exton, come on, you guys told him to say Byzantine.
No way.
How would I come up to tell him to say Byzantine?
I love it.
But some of the conversations, people are very polite and think, oh, did we talk too long? Well, the lunch was four courses, and we talked the whole time. So, all right. Coming up, Fred Herron, all right, who I've just read you that quote about Sisler. And when the people of Bucks County care, when the next a person's here illegally that could have been taken out constitutionally by this program with ICE, no, that's okay. Until it happens to you or someone you love, and then you start to wonder, if Fred Herron were there versus Danny Sisler, would that person be alive? That's what we ought to be thinking about. The answer is, well, you know the answer. All right, Fred Herron next. Scott Presler, I will tell him that you are apologizing several people now with Scott. I think he's in good condition. I think Fred is too. Let's see what's next with Fred Herron here on Talk Radio 1210. First, though, now at Rescue Natural Supplements, take advantage of the huge Black Friday savings all month long. We're talking discounts up to 80% on high-quality, carefully crafted natural formulas for just about all of your health and wellness needs. For over 40 years, Rescue has used clinically tested vitamins, nutrients, antioxidants, patented ingredients to perfect their already all-natural supplement blends. And right now, you can grab exactly what you need at all-time discounts, from immunity boosters, blood pressure help, to natural brain focus and energy enhancers. You'll get slash prices up to 80% off from Rescue's wide variety of wellness products like trusted cholesterol support supplements or high-intensity omega-3s. Stop waiting to improve your well-being and get these limited-time deals at res-q.com or call an res-q product consultant. Just do it at 800-26-ALIVE. Again, that's 800-262-5483 or online at res-q.com for up to 80% off during the entire month of November. Shop today, save, and start actually feeling better with high-quality health essentials.
All right. So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation.
plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dumb to your Dano show started off today by saying, and I just told you, an horrific story, nothing like going through losing an election, particularly one, I read you the words of Fred Herron, where arguably somebody in Bucks County is going to be severely injured or died because of the change in policy. And Bucks County saying, we feel better about ourselves, so indivisible Bucks County. Just say it. If a few people die, we want a virtue signal. We feel better that we're not doing anything with evil ICE. Joining us is the great sheriff of Bucks County, Fred Herron, on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Fred, welcome in, and thanks for coming on a day that's got to be very difficult.
Oh, no problem, Dom. I'm back in the office. I was here this morning at about 8:30, so still got work to do for a couple more months, and I appreciate you getting me on.
Well, without a doubt, we want to be in the Fred Herron business, whatever you're doing. I just miss, though, no more bartending for a while, but unless I would just honor you and Jen Shorn, you two just got caught up in a wave that's out there, although your opponent says, and I wonder if you agree, Fred, they see this as a referendum on the ICE affiliation.
No, absolutely incorrect. And the reason why I say that is they did not air one commercial, one ad. They were beating me up all over the place on some other bad information stuff. But there was not one ad, and I was ready to go. We had one in the hopper ready to combat that, but I never had to deploy it because they never did one commercial, one political ad on me and immigration. I was expecting, and I'm surprised it didn't happen, me ripping families apart, which we all know is not true. That's not right. What we were ever doing. So I don't think it was immigration. I think that, you know, listen, they want to take credit for that, you know, win. That's fine. But we got caught up in the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. We got caught up in the government shutdown. The Democrats, they're confusing their voters, making them think that it's the Republicans when we know for factual it's the Democrats. And for the anti-Trumpers, it was the perfect trifecta storm. And we got caught up and whisked away out to sea on it. And it's okay. You know, that's what makes this country great. I think the people of Bucks County, and I don't say this in a vicious way, but I think they've made a terrible mistake. And unfortunately, there's going to be ramifications for what happened last night. And we'll, you know, that only time will tell. I certainly hope I'm wrong, but I don't believe I am. But I'm not going anywhere. I will be in Bucks County. This is home for the last 39 years. And my career is not over. I've got other avenues opening up today as we speak. I've been some folks have been reaching out to me. But I'm going to see what's next for me in politics.
You know what? Made my day, Fred, with that. What an attitude. I'm so happy to hear that you would stay in the public ring, because I was talking about, I've never run for office. I've had some life experience that was just crushing, but it was just a sports event. Nothing like this, where you work all the stuff that you were doing and then end up with this result. But again, this isn't about you, I think you're right, and certainly not about Jen Shorn.
I mean,
you know, she was just a casualty on the side here. You know, they were coming after you because of the great reforms you put in, and this indivisible group in Bucks County is huge. So, Fred, what is it that you think you might want to be doing? Is it a law enforcement type of thing, or maybe some other political?
Yeah, I think maybe some other political. The problem with me is, you know, the higher up you get in government, the less you can really do. Okay. And a lot of people have told me that I would get very frustrated. But I don't know. There's probably some other things that I can I could do. I've got some phone calls and meetings the next couple of days of some possibilities. So we're gonna. I'm gonna leave every door. I am a true believer. One door closes and another door opens. And I know it's very cliche-ish, it's easy to say after coming out of, you know, what the bath that we took yesterday. But I believe this was, you know, I may have lost for a reason. And I'm willing to stick around and see what else there is for me. And I will continue to work for the people of Bucks County. And I'm looking forward to the next chapter. Not a big deal. The things they said about me were all 100% factually incorrect, and you know, they'll have to sleep with that and live with that. They probably can. You know, there was some crazy stuff at some of the polls yesterday. I had a little disagreement with one of their workers that was just telling people some bad information. I said to him, you know, do you mind telling people the truth instead of just like continuing to lie to them? But they weren't even from here. There were some folks from, I think, Arizona or Virginia. They had them flown in. People, groups from Philadelphia. And that's what we're going to get now. We're going to get Philadelphia as infiltrated Bucks County. And we see how that works out for the city of Philadelphia. And God help New York City as well.
Yeah, Fred, I do hope, though, in whatever way, and if I could be helpful, I certainly would be, you continue your podcast because you are a natural at that, not just the police side of it. You as a public figure, it's a great vehicle. You got your sea legs with it now. And when we talk about it, I can tell you really enjoy it. And it's a way to keep you out there while you're doing this other stuff.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna you know, increase the podcast. Not increase it, once a week is enough.
Right.
But you know, increase the topics. You know, as of I think my last day here is January 4th. So increase the topics as we go on. But I'm about ready to film today, Warrant Wednesday, which everybody loves that show. And I'm gonna keep doing it. I'm gonna work. I like to work. I'm gonna work to the last day. The taxpayers are still paying me to be here, so I'm gonna keep working to the last day, and I look forward to it. I actually, you know, communicated with Danny Sisler today. He's not a bad guy. He's a nice guy. And I wish him the best of luck. And when he comes in, I'm going to have him come in next week. We're going to go and introduce him to everybody. And it's going to be a very smooth transition, from one, administration to another. And I wish him the best. And I hope his military career kicks in here and doesn't get caught up in the crazy politics of Bob and Diane. I pray that he does that. And I think he might. I'm hoping.
Well, Fred, that's the Fred Herron we know. Anything that you do, we want to know about and promote, Fred. It's been this chapter has been an honor. All the way back to Mulligan's when we talked with you, had you there. Yeah. You are a natural in the public. We need you in Bucks County in some kind of role, major role for you.
I appreciate it. Might not just be Bucks County.
Okay. How about a little more clue there, Fred? Wait a minute. Not just Bucks County. You wouldn't be coming to Philadelphia, would be? I mean, we'll get the car ready to go. No?
No. My wife, we're not moving out of Bucks County. But, I'm not sure.
Okay. Right, I'm not going to probe today particularly, Fred, but as soon as you know, we want to know.
Absolutely, Don. You will be in my top five. How's that? I promise you.
All righty. Thank you, Fred, very much.
All right, buddy.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, Fred Herron here on Talk Radio 1210. All right, so beyond that. Now, I thought it was going to be maybe he takes on Diane Marseglia. That is a battle of the ages with Scott Presler as campaign manager. I think Scott Presser will put a tent in front of the Bucks County offices over there when Marseglia, I'm not sure if that's 26 or 27 she's up. It might be a little bit down the road, yeah. All right, but Fred's getting other offers. He's got stuff going on. You heard what he said around this. Again, are we going to see all at once that Bucks County, particularly the DAs, look, I'll put it this way. Fred was the target here, the ice sting and all that. Jen Shorn has been an incredible DA versus a guy coming from Philadelphia who, again, the cashless bail we need. Is Bucks County going to be safer now versus the two we had? No, it's not. It is just not. Delaware County has lost their mind, too. Let's go around the horn here. They raised property taxes by 23%. And yet, it's still all Democrats after the election last night. Why? They say, well, it was COVID. That's why we had to raise them. And they're going to raise them again before the New Year's up, probably 15, 20% again. Out there in Chester County, there's screw-ups. Guys crab walking up the side of walls out of their prison. Yesterday, 75,000 people essentially disenfranchised. I cannot come up with any better summation than the suburbs of Philadelphia have completely now become no man's land as far as sanity and competence in government, etc. The city is leeching over into the suburbs beyond belief. And soon, you know what happens, the suburbs are leeching into the exurbs. All right, 855-839-1210, you get on board. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you need to do is just push pound 1210. The silliest thing I think I saw was Ron DeSantis on with Hannity telling us yesterday that, you know, a lot of these people fled Jersey. They came to Florida because, and I really like DeSantis as a governor, without a doubt. And if they had just stayed in Jersey, we would have beaten Mikey Sherrill. That was his complete avoidance of how in the world did Jack. I was in shock when we saw this decision desk around 8:45 or so last night doing the election rundown say, we call it for Mikey Sherrill. What? News Nation, we call it for Mikey Sherrill at that early in the night. It was stunning. I still haven't heard the best explanation yet. Other than with all that energy, you have people that are not going to vote in places like Jersey unless Trump. If Trump were on the ticket yesterday, it would have been a lot different. I don't know about a win, but it wouldn't have been like this. What do you do with them? My strategy is always go after them. Call them out. Label them unpatriotic. That's what they are. Coddling, appealing, begging to these low propensity voters. That certainly has not worked. And Scott Presler, people like that, what more can you do to try to connect the dots for them? They're the villain here. We know about the media. We know about progressives. Ryan Walters. We know about the misinformation in schools, socialism, all that stuff. All true. But is Bucks County safer today? Their argument is, yes, it is, indivisible Hectors, that group. A lot of them are the Doylestown PhD moms. All right, they're winning today. Will they win the midterms? The road goes through Bucks County. I'm sure out there now they feel Brian Fitzpatrick is one of the biggest targets in the country to turn it. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Get in on the side question, which is, hit us with that all-time movie prop, seeing the Godfather tour, just beautifully done by conservative tours. Sicily is as exotic, as different, as much as anything. Oh, my big takeaway from the trip, never go through Frankfurt Airport. Probably avoid Germany, too. I mean, I have not seen anything as obnoxious as what you have to go through. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
And it's a hub. Lufthansa was fine taking us from Philadelphia to there and back from there, but the whole experience with there is just awful.
What'd you say? You had to go through like security like twice?
Yes, you go through security. Connecting flight? We had three flights we had to take. So the first one you go through security, we're in Rome. As long as you stay and don't go outside the area, you just get on the plane.
Right.
The transfer.
That makes sense, yeah.
Yes, but in Frankfurt, you got to go back through the whole thing again, the total security. Yep.
No wonder they're falling apart.
Yeah, exactly. And if you're in Frankfurt, remember this number. If you get C-19, it's a gate that doesn't exist. It's Rod Serling, the Twilight Zone is out there. It had to be over a mile away from where you get off the plane.
Oh, that's so dumb.
And you're in a cold sweat, and it's constant weaving. If you look it up on a map, you'll see what I mean. And it's an outpost with a bunch of people sitting there and nobody going through it because where the hell is it?
That's odd.
It's just, I don't know, someone traveling by themselves. Ro and I were traveling together. It's got to be awful going through Frankfurt. And what's up with these European airports who put you on a bus standing there for 15 minutes and make you get on an apron?
Wait, you know, what? An apron?
Yeah, where the planes are. Where the plane is.
Oh, you mean the bus that takes you out to
Okay. They don't hook up as we do here in Philadelphia. We don't have any of the apron stuff. They push a thing against you and you, see. Yeah, I don't remember ever doing that.
Huh.
Yeah, think about it. It's unusual. So,
I'm looking at a.
You're looking at C19.
Yeah, that's. So, wait.
It's like an archipelago. Does it exist?
I can't even find it. Yeah.
There you go. All right. There's Frank.
Because it goes like 16. Hidden there. Yeah.
Yeah, it's hidden. Deep. Yes. Yeah. And the guy immediately said, "Oh, Philadelphia." We said, "Yeah." I mean, we the only people came through here today. You needed Sherpas to get back there to C-19. Okay. It's 855-839-1210. Come on. We got to get some of these really good movie props in. The horse head in The Godfather was on my mind after The Godfather tour. And conservative tours, the branding they do, so many people told me how comfortable they felt. They didn't have to watch what they were saying, whatever, whisper about Jack Cittarelli. It is a very... comfortable feeling traveling with them. So when you hear the station doing another event, be ready to go. And I met at least a dozen people who have been on two or more conservative tour events with the station already. And the two things, Henry, I came away show focus. One, they love the side question. Two, they love Ro even more.
Oh, there really? Oh, nice. There we go. Yeah.
Didn't say anything bad about you. Didn't say anything bad about me.
Okay, said, good.
Yeah. They thought Dan was a bit of a diva and I wasn't making it up. There we go. And does Dan always wear a hat? I said yes, as far
as we
know.
For the most part, yeah.
For the most part, yes. Matt Rooney once said, who was that? Oh, I've never seen Dan without a hat before. I couldn't believe it. All right, 855-839-1210.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, you wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
For a complete list of Talk Radio 1210 WPHT's contest rules, go to 1210WPHT.com/rules.
Horizon Plumbing and Electrical knows that if your old water heater conks out from Aunt Gail's two-hour showers this holiday season, or your decorations keep tripping the breakers, well, then everything falls apart. That's why you can count on Horizon this season for 0% interest financing on installs, plus a plumbing or electrical inspection for just $99, so we can address any clogs or hums ahead of time. And as always, we're here to help with same-day emergency service, even on holidays. Book today at horizonservices.com.
Hey, it's Rich Zeoli here with my friend Matt from Emmons Roofing and Siding. When it comes to protecting your home, you need a roofer that you can trust to do the job right.
That's why at Emmons, we're not just another contractor. We're your neighbors who've built our reputation on honesty, craftsmanship, and superior customer service.
Well, take it from me. Whether it's a roof repair or a full replacement, siding, windows, or doors, Emmons delivers long-lasting protection and peace of mind.
The most expensive project is the one you do twice, so call us today at 856-556-3229 or visit callemmons.com.
When you need to know, depend on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A Camden police officer is recovering following a late-night shootout. The suspect is in custody. Big election night for Democrats with victories in key races here in the Delaware Valley and around the country. Two TSA checkpoints at Philly International are closed temporarily starting today.
Get the latest anytime on KYW News Radio. Now on crystal clear 103.9 FM.
You've never needed us more.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling.
I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-9834. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-9834. That's 800-575-9834. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Keeping free speech alive. Odyssey's number one talk station. Talk Radio 1210. WPHT. WPHT.
It is Dom time. Scott Presser will be joining us momentarily. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Story of the shutdown in Pennsylvania now starts to move to center ring. Marsville School District out there in Bucks County says the district will have to shut down January 30th if Pennsylvania's budget deadlock continues. And again, now this is one where the media is complicit. Democrats clearly are the ones, Josh Shapiro and others, driving this. Stacey Garrity would lend them the money. They can pass a bill. There'd be no interest to pay on that to keep them afloat. Let's see if these school districts start shutting down. Are we going to see this continual blaming of Republicans? But when it comes to what happened here, is it the candidates? That's what's being floated out, some of the Trump officials, that really, that disturbs me. I'm also looking at, it's not on the Trump side, it's a low propensity voter. On the other side, young women, and I think in the polling, we're defining this as under 30. 81% for Mondani in New York, 80% for Cheryl in Jersey, 78% from Spanberger in Virginia, per the NBC's exit polls. And what drives that? Abortion. And I know we're not going to pass a law that says Democrats can't bring up abortion, 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 even though it's in the state constitution. We all know that in Jersey. What Republicans have to do with each, it's the playing field, and it's difficult, particularly in Jersey. They have to come up with strategies to defeat not only the ideology, which is silly and deadly at times, of Democrats. They have to defeat the media. All true. And that is where we are. That's what you have to do to win rather than just complain about it. You got to do it. So where Republican candidates like Jack Ciattarelli deficient, just not appealing enough, aggressive enough, call it what you will, I don't see it. Now, we're close to it. I think Matt and Rich even closer since they're in Jersey. They have longer political actual working in the field. And last night, stunning. We're kidding with Maddie's at the bar over there. We had a split screen going on with YouTube. And suddenly, we're like, uh-oh, not going to be any celebration here tonight. Suddenly, it went from all this talk that we had in the 7 o'clock hour to a one-point election, something like that, to people calling the election for Mikey Sherrill. I'm still stunned by that. I gave you some of the sense I have of what drove that. She did do better in some of these Democrat counties, Essex, Hudson, than Democrats have been doing, and we project it. Why? That's the great unknown. Hispanic voters, it seems to be in the mind, right, wrong, or indifferent. They gave Trump some time to fix the economy because of what Biden did, and it's not fixed yet in their minds. They're blaming Trump by extension, so vote against Jack Ciattarelli. It's insanity to think anybody concerned about affordability. Let me put it to you this way. At least Mondani has a compelling case if you're ignorant. These voters are ignorant. Yeah, they're ignorant of socialism, that it's been done before. It's not a new idea. At least that's understandable. How is Mikey Sherrill understandable to do anything about affordability in Jersey? And Matt Maroney and I talking about it last night, and he's right. She had the resources early on. The big lie, on day one, she's going to do something to go against the evil corporate entities who have messed up energy costs in Jersey. And I'm not saying these people bought into it completely, but they bought into it enough that it helped her on the prime issue, the economy affordability. I mean, this is not an easy battlefield where you have people in Jersey wanting to believe something because they've grown up as Democrats, as progressives, and they want to believe in magic dust. That's the way it is. All right. You know, micromanaging this, are there other areas that Jack Chitterelli could have hit even harder? Arguably, yeah, but I think he ran an unbelievable campaign. The metrics were there. The polling, the crowds, the excitement, the event we did in Wildwood. I'm behind the scenes witnessing this up close. That didn't mean I thought he was definitively going to win. That'd be crazy in Jersey. And look at her. This is a milquetoast candidate at best. And yet still we have this type of loss. All right. We're circling Scott Presler here.
Worried about him.
Yeah. Now, he'll come through here. He'll suck it up. And I mean, he's getting all the accolades. One guy on Twitter says something. Yeah, you're Scott Presler. And immediately the mob is after him to say they want the RNC and others replaced again and give all the money to Scott Presler. I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's the one that galvanizes. And he, look, let's take a look at Presler, what he did here. He took the Supreme Court race, which was a sleeper of sleepers. People don't get excited over this. You know, historically, only one has been knocked out. And he put it in the center ring. And Henry, literally, I'm not making up. Try, and I'll be respectful, but try for Johnny Dock's brother to come on. This guy's got a big mouth. He's out there touting this and all. And we'll talk about it. Johnny Dock's brother telling us that we have politicized the bench. Can you imagine a guy like this coming up with the Dougherty clan talking to us that we're politicizing it? Why did we make it so rather than just on the integrity of these judges? They have no integrity. They're rogue judges. All the stuff they've been involved. So Presler took that second to none. Democrats spent millions to beat it back on that. But it was an actual issue. Usually, you know, when we talk radio off air with the host, with Greg, whatever, I was talking to him today. For an off-year election, this was stunning how much interest. It wasn't just Jersey, but things like the judges contest, things like Bucks County, Virginia, after the attorney general thing surfaced there. And just the Mondani, of course, in New York. This was exciting for the off-year of off-year elections, unparalleled. How were we 0-4 everything here? I can't find a win. DJ's been texting me saying, yeah, you asked me to find a win in California, Proposition 50. Now, this is where the battle's going to be. They want to gerrymander. They want to now come up with, in California, knocking out every Republican. You won't see any more of them. Virginia, the same kind of thing going on in their legislature. It's going to be a ferocious battle over Congress. I have to say, Mike Johnson is not leading the charge effectively here at this point. I mean, this is warfare to continue to hold the Congress, because if we don't, you know what will happen. You know what the game plan is. So between now and then, we have to see a market uptick in more affordability. And President Trump is the only person in America that could do this. And it can't be just one remark here and there. He's got to be at a fireplace or whatever, heart-to-heart talk with the low-propensity Trump voters and demand they turn out in the midterms. If you don't do that and they continue to do their nonsense, you're going to lose. We've convinced people on mail-in balloting. People have come around. You remember how hard that was? So do you think in Jersey it was Jack Ciattarelli or was it one segment of the voters? I'm calling it as I see it. It was not Jack Ciattarelli. I don't see it. In my judgment, years of doing this, he ran an excellent all-out campaign. We had people like Presler in there. The other guy, too. I'm sorry, I'm blanking on his name. Come to me. That knocked on 500,000 doors.
Cliff Maloney.
Cliff Maloney. Thank you. Yeah, Maloney. Okay. Who's sort of a Scott Presler, a little bit of a different thing he does. But yeah, Cliff Maloney, Scott Presler. They brought in Jack Posobiec. So it must be the candidate then, or it must be the Republicans who run thing. On Twitter, you're seeing people say that get them rid of all of them. Is it? I mean, how? What more do they have to do? What was so compelling about Mikey Sherrill in Jersey? What? Nothing is the answer. Any number of these people are lazy and didn't show up to vote. All right, I hope Scott's okay, so keep texting him here. Tell him, you know, I may have to text him during the break. Dom's Money Melody coming up. Let me take a couple callers here. Let's go to Robespierre in Overbrook. I thought he'd be in Paris today. Or Frankfurt Airport. Robespierre, welcome back to the show. Hi.
Frankfurt Airport.
Yes.
Good Lord. Hello, long time no talk to. Listen, Ciattarelli kept saying in all of his ads, he kept hammering it home that there was this education crisis in New Jersey. And
there
New
is.
Jersey has the top.
No, it doesn't.
Well, New Jersey has the top education, the top students in the country.
No, they don't.
Okay?
No, wait a minute, Robespierre. By any, and I'll tell you, look, I take the partisanship away. When they used to make that argument, there was some credibility as far as results, even though how abysmal it is. You're aware of that in the Newark's, Camden's of the world. I mean, beyond abysmal, third world. It is no longer in that realm. It's slid out of the top 10 at this point, which is still decent. But all that money,
then
all
the
stuff. I
must be looking at the left-leaning media.
I
keep seeing that it's number one. And this is being touted by folks in Jersey.
Well, it's untrue. It's untrue. And I would debate anybody would set them up. I'll debate them in wherever they want. They are not.
Okay, next time you set up for an afternoon somewhere in Cape May, I'll come down and we'll holler about it together.
Okay, all
thanks.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Robespierre. Yeah, well, next time we do it at Mulligan's, it is a great. No, that used to be true that they were highly evaluated. Many school districts are very good, but the abysmal rate of some of them drags it down. They are not, I would say, by most measures, even in the top 10. So all that spending, all that money. And the other thing is that they're leading, they're one of the leaders in the country. They are abysmal when it comes to parental rights. They hate parental rights. They're one of the capitals of saying, hey, the kid wants to be called by they, them, or Z, or X, or whatever. We're going to do that. We're not going to tell you. Again, did Jack prosecute that issue enough? Maybe not. I would do it even more. Because when people hear that, wait a minute, the parent doesn't. Yeah, that's what they're saying. The parent doesn't have a right to know. Ryan Walters was here in studio leading the charge against teachers unions and labeled them, and he's right, as the biggest purveyors of transgenderism in schools, including not telling the parents boys and girls sports, etc. Did Jack prosecute that well? I think he did. I just cannot put the blame. And that's what this has to be. Where is the blame? Where is the accountability? What I like people that are blaming today, because the other people are just saying, move on. We got this car wreck here. We don't know why. We don't care. We just want to see what Trump's going to do next. Do you put the blame on Ciattarelli and his crew? No, not even a little bit. Or do you put it on the lack of engagement in Jersey with Trump voters? Jeff Andrew will be here.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. and I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Free. Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.